This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, January 10th, 2019. Listen to the words of this song. Oh, yeah. What is he saying?
All kind of stuff, man.
Oh, man.
Under the bell.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, oh, right, come on. That's right. Morning, Jimmy Jack Jack.
Morning, Matthew.
Morning, Paige, Paige, Paige.
Good morning.
Flubu.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Appreciate you clearing your throat right there.
That was blank. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It is good. I'm good.
You are good.
Thank you.
You got a nice hoodie on.
You like the hoodie?
Yeah. I don't like a non-zip hoodie, but that one I would wear.
Well, I don't either, because the more you wash them, the smaller they get.
Yeah, and you can't, like, you know, you can't do your hair and then take it off or you mess up your hair.
Good thing is science has now figured out, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, and Pat Boy, you should. Mm-hmm. There's this new fabric that they make that stretches.
Spandex?
No, it's not spandex. It looks like a regular cotton shirt or like, I have this button-up shirt that it looks like it's just a regular, like, it looks almost linen, but it ain't.
Yeah.
But it's made of some kind of lycra.
Yeah.
That stretches. And, man, my gut looks great in it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, it doesn't cling to the handles.
Are you talking about the material like those swamp rabbits pullovers we have?
Like
that's great.
That's like, another one.
If you get I have some undershirts that I wear when it's cold outside that are like that. They're kind of like compression shirts. Man, they're great though.
Yeah. I like it.
If I tuck them in, I almost look, you know, kind of skinny in some parts of me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But a hoodie though, you agree?
Slim.
If it's not a zip up, it has to have little pockets here.
Needs a muff, yeah.
Beg your pardon.
Yeah.
If I can't, what is this, 1984?
If I can't have a zipper, I'm gonna need a muff.
That's the little gimmick where you put, it's basically a one big pocket.
Yeah.
But you touch your fingers in there.
I believe it's called a muff.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why is it not called like a fanny pack?
I don't know. Because people don't want to be associated with fanny packs. Even wrestlers anymore.
They're coming back, I heard. Somebody told me that.
Eventually
they will. This thing stretches good. It came from the Orient. I ordered it off of Instagram, which in itself sounds odd.
Yeah.
It was a sponsored ad, and I was like,
I bought stuff off Instagram several times, though.
See, I was apprehensive.
Ad targeting is perfect.
Because I've read that Instagram, when they do their sponsored ads, they don't really look into the products as much as they just get that money, which I get it, I guess. But it came, once I ordered it, it said that it was coming from China, and that it would take a month to get here. And it did.
Yeah.
But the sizing, overseas, way different than here in America. So I was like, oh boy, I hope it's got that lacquer in it.
Yeah, you need some of that.
Sure as the world it did.
Good.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay. Thought something else was going to happen.
You sounded excited for a minute.
Yeah, well, I'll get there. Let's look at the weather. That's of concern right now, right?
Yeah.
Today, though, mostly sunny. Oh, excuse me. Oh, it just changed, literally. Partly cloudy, high of 46. Right now, clear, 33 degrees in Greer. And then Saturday, just down here, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Thank you, Ollie.
Yeah, good chance of rain here.
And then I actually woke up with a TV on WLOS, and they were saying they're just probably going to get freezing rain, maybe a little sleet.
Yeah. It's not going to be the event we hoped for.
Well, who's hoping?
For. I'm not anymore. I've already seen snow, man. I'm good.
You got your fill.
I've had, we got the fill of it, and that whole thing about losing power scares me to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be more excited for it if they didn't make us come to work, and if it could be a blizzard here, and they'd be like, no, you guys got to get there. I'm like, man, I don't know if the Yoda's going to make it in that weather.
Yeah. Might have to address that next time.
Doesn't matter. You have to get here anyway. If you got to walk.
There was that one time.
16 miles in the ice, you do it.
There was a one time, or well, maybe not one time, but one of few times that a hotel room was offered, and Fat Boy and I were the only ones that took them up on it, and they put us in the same room, which at first I was like, oh, man. Because, like, you know, his sleeping patterns are off all the time, and, you know, the crunching would wake me up.
We should just stay there. Not worked.
But it turned out to be
crunching,
fun.
That's funny.
So we started making funny videos where I'd go jump on the bed and you'd pause it and then I'd disappear. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good time.
Those are good.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed staying in a hotel room with Fat Boy overnight.
Remember the one that chewing on the pillows?
Yes.
That was a fun one.
Yeah, that was. We didn't ever put that one out, though. We didn't.
Nah, we didn't.
And who you call it chewing, I call it smothering. So
it's, I ain't listening no more.
So it's probably not going to snow, which is good.
Yeah, not here. It's going to be too warm to snow here.
Plus, that would screw up the Clemson parade.
I know.
I mean, you imagine. Although, they would be there. I mean, they would.
They would.
Instead of a big flatbed truck, it would be a huge sled.
Yeah.
And the fans would just up and down the roads.
So I did hear it's going to be on television, so now Fat Boy won't go.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
They should black it out like they used to back in the day.
They should at least black it out in Pickens County.
Yeah.
Oh, like NFL rules?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, remember, like, if what was it? The Panthers didn't sell enough tickets. They wouldn't air the games around here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, yeah.
That
and then
sucks for poor people. I mean, seriously.
It really does. It sucks for most people because not many people
well, NFL tickets, yeah, you're
$1,000
right.
To take their family to a football game in Charlotte.
Remember when the FCC said, hey, NFL, you can't do it? And they said, ah, oh, we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So.
They don't do it anymore, right?
Blackout, yeah, they do.
No, they do they really? Yeah. I don't ever hear any talk about it.
We don't really watch much football, though.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Right.
All leagues will.
Although, let me pitch something to you, Fat Boy. This right here could be the chance of a lifetime for you.
Impromptu pitch meeting.
I got a press release. I guess it's a press release. Anyway, yes. So, available for in-studio appearances, photo ops, and interviews.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence, yes!
The national champion Clemson Tigers will be awarded the American Football Coaches Association Trophy. And the trophy is available for in-studio appearances, photo ops, and interviews. I wish there was a camera on Paige's face right now. You trying to figure it out,
ain't
you?
Who's going to speak for the trophy?
I don't know.
That's the scary part.
I'm serious. He's talking about the parade starting at 9 a.m. downtown Clemson, blah, blah, blah. The day before, it said that the coaches tried. Listen to this. I'm not making fun of whoever wrote it, Michael. It's just you got to realize from my perspective, the coaches' trophy is available to come by the studio for segments on Friday, January 11th.
Huh.
The trophy will also be available for in-studio appearances the evening of Thursday, January 10th, so he doesn't have a booking that night.
Yeah.
If that's a better option for you. So,
it's
if you got any interest.
Football.
It's pretty. I looked it up.
It is. It's a crystal football.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because it's crystal, does that mean it's a girl?
Maybe.
Who cares, right? It's a trophy. It doesn't matter. Do you want to interview the trophy?
Well, I was going to say, first off, what do you think about it before I answer?
I've never interviewed a trophy. There was one time, and this is very hazy, vague on this. I feel like one time the Stanley Cup came here, and it was when it was something to do with either the then Road Warriors or even maybe it was back to the Growl.
The Growl won the Kelly Cup one time, and it looks just like the Stanley Cup.
So
it isn't it?
Maybe it just told me it was a Stanley Cup just so I'd interview it.
Lying,
I wouldn't have known the difference.
Nah, you don't know unless you read it.
Yeah, I mean that could have been a Heisman Trophy for all I know. Although I've done a photo op with a Heisman Trophy one time.
Oh yeah,
we all have.
We all have. Yeah, and knows
George Rogers.
Yeah, yes. Somebody could have had it as a souvenir.
I could have stole it.
Yep.
Someone didn't.
I think was that
our last Rise Guys golf tournament?
I think so.
Okay, so we had George Rogers, Gamecocks legend, Heisman Trophy winner, Saints legend, and then Coach Danny Ford, from, the, of course, the 1981 Clemson National Championship, the legend himself. They were at the playing in the golf tournament. And George Rogers, of course, brings the Heisman Trophy with him, you know, for because it's like when WWE Hall of Famers now take pictures. They put their fists out so you can see the ring.
Yeah.
And so he brings it with him. And they
When Dan Severn came in here, he had 28 different belts with him.
He brought the NWA, the UFC, all those.
Yeah, all his belts.
As they go to play the round of golf, Fatboy points out that George Rogers' Heisman Trophy is just sitting on a table there in the little vineyard area.
For a couple of good hours.
Just sat there, baking in the sun.
With nobody around it.
Mm-mm. And then the conspiracy started, like, is that the real trophy? Like, would he carry the real one out in public?
Is that just a replica?
A replica that maybe he carries around with him. Maybe sold the real one years ago. They had a clone made or whatever it would be called.
The school gets a copy, so they already got one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, school gets a copy for each winner.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And you know whoever works at the factory just takes one home for a souvenir, too. I would.
I'd make my own.
I'd make it little, you know, little tiny ones, make little Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
Something.
You'd steal it one piece at a time. Like Johnny Cash's Cadillac.
If you're Reggie Bush.
So do you remember the hockey trophy we interviewed or had a photo op with?
I do not.
Oh, man. I remember.
I don't at all.
God.
Yeah, I had a nice hockey trophy earlier if you wanted to see that one.
Something to do with the team here in Greenville. I can't remember what it was. Oh, it wasn't a World Series trophy. Somebody texted in, maybe it had something to do with the drive. I would have remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have that blown up to like at least 11 by 14.
I thought that one made the rounds.
I don't think it made it here, though. Just like the last national championship trophy made it out to TV stations, but not radio.
It could have been before my time, because the Greenville Growl won it in 2002.
Well, no, this was in this building.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that. I just forgot that.
See, was it not the day that they brought by Gabe Kapler? Well, no, he's a baseball player. Hell, maybe it was the World Series trophy.
It was either after the 07 or 13 title.
Who can remember?
Not me. It was 07, because old Theo Epstein was making the rounds, too, around town.
See, I would have remembered that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would have got his autograph. So the P1 payoff is back again, of course, starting up here in around 45 minutes. Fatboy will give you a keyword. Text it to 72881 and hopefully win you $1,000. We do that 12 times a day, all the way up to 7 p.m.
Yes. Get you some money. Get you $1,000 in the P1 payoff.
It's the winner edition.
Yeah.
I would interview an Oscar. Hell yeah, I would.
Absolutely, man.
If they like left it in here with no handlers.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, interview an Oscar, put it up to a microphone. Got a microphone in the corner there. Just let it sit there.
Yeah.
Ask it questions.
Set a P1 Pilsner can beside it and take a photo out with it.
It'd be good if we had that covered. They put the Indian in so we could put it in there for the night and then ask a bunch of questions.
Oh, God.
I haven't heard that in years.
We should, you know, before I would interview this trophy, I would interview a can of our beer. That would be funny, actually, if like the voices of you and I were like cartoon voices.
Yeah.
Like it was the logo talking.
Little tiny high-pitched us. Little higher-pitched us.
Higher-pitched.
Have the can interview the trophy.
Go away! Drink our beer!
I went to an upset Ingles last night, and they had him for mix and match.
Yeah, they got him a mix and match,
too. I didn't realize that.
Uh-huh.
That's smart.
You can't get just one. You have to get a six-pack. But still, you can mix them in.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I wrote on one. And signed it.
You did?
Oh, yeah. The little special one floating out there.
Oh, I want to go to that Ingles and get it now. Add it to my collection of cans.
It probably won't be there.
Probably not.
Probably won't be there.
I signed it and bought it.
Dummy.
And then sold it on Craigslist.
Yeah.
You cold, Jim?
No, I'm warming up some. Warming up some. I was chilly.
You're wearing a Jason Voorhees, Jason Live shirt. I'm wearing a Red Dead Redemption 2 hoodie.
Yep.
What is going on?
Well, don't worry.
Are we going to some kind of Comic-Con?
Fat Boy's wearing a plain navy shirt, and Paige is wearing a plain like burgundy-ish shirt. So, you know, they're balancing us out with their plainness.
I got four more on the way.
I like it.
Four more on the way?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Four different kinds of blue shirts.
Those got paid early.
Somebody's going pocket free, I just noticed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
What happened to the pocket tees?
I go to a different place now.
Extra dollar a shirt if you get a pocket.
Because the place that offered the pocket tees kind of went out of business.
Oh, no.
Because they haven't made money in like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah.
they still about.
No, they still have someone's reached out to them to keep them on for a little longer.
So I got a gift card to a different place.
Oh.
I hope the shirts fit, man, because I used the card online last night.
What up, Roses?
No trying on.
I thought you used to get your shirts at a different struggling retailer. It's in malls.
JCPenney's?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was Sears.
No.
Oh, Sears is the one who got a handout.
No.
Going to stay in the game a little longer.
I go to Kohl's now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't go there and buying up all my shirts to troll me. It's the only place I can find the stuff that fits.
Just leave like the neon yellows and the, the bright purples.
Yeah, if they got any hot pinks, don't buy any of those in 3XLT.
No salmon.
Well, so we got a whole lot of stuff to do today. By the way, it is Thursday. Do not be confused.
Yeah, it is Thursday. Thursday.
Which means a brand new Facebook fussing today, which is I literally first thing in this morning, usually most mornings my eyes water, but this morning I was literally laughing with tears looking over the Facebook fussing that we're going to do for today.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be funny,
It's going to be real good. We're going to have another chance for you to win Monster Jam tickets today at the Well. That's coming up in less than a month in February. And what was the other thing we were going to do today? Oh, I haven't told you. Oh, okay. So I had a wardrobe malfunction yesterday.
Did you?
That's all I'll say. I'll do a good page tease. I had a wardrobe malfunction yesterday.
Did somebody make you put your arms in your shirt and stick your elbows out the sleeve holes before it happened?
No. What does that mean?
It's that video I've been sending around.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to see that.
I'm on Facebook. I mean, I'm not on Facebook.
Well, I snapped it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that video you sent this morning?
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah.
Who shot it?
No, I didn't do. I mean, I wasn't in the video or shoot. I just saved it off Facebook.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say it was you.
No.
Oh, I was like, it don't look like you.
No, it's not me. I'm not English.
Okay, I gotcha.
Was it the bottom half of your wardrobe or the top half? That's all I need to know.
Either one would be worse. I mean, it really would.
Oh.
I don't like the way.
The bottom half would be worse.
It would be.
Yeah.
Depending on which side you were looking at it from, though,
that's
right?
True. Well, I mean, if certain things happen. I mean, for me, it would be the worst thing.
The person who suffered the most was freaking me. Ah, that was even a better tease.
Oh,
right there.
It is.
I've learned from the best page. Thank you.
Yeah.
You've taught me with your headline stories.
You caught a breeze.
Yeah. We would love to hear from you at any point. 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. Of course, you can text us 72341. We're going to hear from the best right after this. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman 9. And Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh.
Well, have I got a story for you, so let's get right into it. Nothing better than a good love triangle, and nothing better than a good love triangle where all the guns are taken away so the people involved don't shoot each other. But that's not the most interesting thing about the story. Most interesting thing about the story is what they do for a living, all of them.
What do they do?
Well, apparently the New York City Police Department is dealing with a major scandal right now. A love triangle between four cops. Not all busty cops. Don't even think that this is the making of a porno.
I've seen all five of those.
Have you? I see the wheels turning in the smoke coming off your head.
When there's four people involved, how many males, how many females?
Two males, two females.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're talking about swapping?
Sort of. Not really, I don't think, willing swapping. But there's a 40-year-old sergeant with the NYPD named Kendi Worley. And he lives with his girlfriend, a 41-year-old police union delegate, Thais Copin.
Thais.
But Kendu has been having an affair with a 33-year-old officer named Stephanie Gallardo. And her husband is a 28-year-old officer named Christian Gallardo. And they're separated. But they still live together and raise their toddler together. Well, this all blew up last week when Thais was going through Candy's phone and found pictures of him kissing Stephanie.
No. Officer Stephanie?
Mm-hmm. And she was so mad.
How mad was she?
That she put the pictures on Instagram. Jeez. Boom. It's published.
That's illegal.
It's a scandal.
Well, that's also illegal, right? Well, should be charged?
Well, now the NYPD.
I don't think they were nude photos, so it's different.
Well, they were kissing, so, you know.
Affectionate photos.
Yeah, kissy face. So.
That was the name of my old photography studio.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now the NYPD is investigating what happened, and they even took away all four guns to make sure that no one got shot over this this little triangle.
So they still get to go to work? What do they just get? They get desk jobs?
Well, it's an investigation. They're all suspended. No, they're all suspended. I don't know. It didn't say anything.
You get a billy club.
So they may still be able to work, but they're being investigated, seeing if there's anything that happened that was incorrect.
If you kiss my boyfriend again, I will tase you.
But don't you think it's probably a better idea that you don't fool around at work? I mean, what if something like that happened here, where there was a scandal where, that would be juicy. Where somebody, you know, like...
You'd have to find four people here to get along, though.
That's true. That's true.
Well, we all do all right.
Well, but with us, it would be incest, because we've known each other for so long. I feel
No.
Those videos Fat Boy watches are supposedly incest.
Those are fake.
Told you stay off the chrome, buddy. I might switch to Firefox.
That's fake incest.
Now, it seems like the easy way to fix this is that Christian Gallardo... Well, he just needs to get with Thais Coppin, and then they're even, right?
No.
They'd be even then. So, yeah, that's
Yeah, but that's only if the other wife is willing to swap for the other guy.
Then they're swingers.
Then it would just be, or just a one-for-one deal, and then you're even. Then you're back to square one.
One off, and then you're just like, okay, we all had our fun. Let's just go back to who we belong with, and we'll pretend it never happened.
Sure.
I think that's what swingers do.
Yeah, that works out.
And there's no anger and nobody saying, well, if you didn't blah, blah, blah with blah, 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 everything would be fine.
You know, imagine being a swinger couple and like, and guys know exactly what I'm, when she finds the one she wants, then let's say, you know, like he's a good looking guy and you look him up, you're like, okay, he'll treat her right. But then his wife is like, you know, ugly. It's got to be an even. You got to be an evenly matched up couple to be swingers, is what I'm saying. Because one of the other couples should not get better than the husband. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got to be an even swap.
I see where you're going. And see, I would look and see if I agreed to it. I would look and see what the other girl was doing too much that I would lose track on what my concentration. On what was happening with me, because I was wondering if he was enjoying himself, and I wouldn't enjoy myself the whole time.
I think
I'd
you're just thinking
it.
Of porn. I don't think that in real life swinging, they're not in the same hotel room, are they? Do they not go to separate rooms or cabins or?
I think it's a case by case thing. Not, depends on the swingers.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were in the same room. See, I wouldn't trust my. I would. You're gonna do her in front of me. That's the way it is.
Jeez.
And when you go to swinging meetings or swinging parties or whatever, like, everybody should be naked.
Yes.
Oh, the whole time.
The whole time.
Walk in naked. Maybe put on some of those eyes wide shut masks.
Yeah. Like, what if she's got on, you know, one of them body suits that keeps it all sucked in? Or she's wearing, like, some kind of crazy
thing. Where can I get one of those for a nude?
Like Spanx.
I actually saw a sponsored ad for that on Instagram the other day.
Those will pop up on my feed.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. That's why I don't do things like that. I overthink it. Worried about consequences.
Yeah.
And then if he did something with her, and if I did it to him, I would think, well, am I as good as her? Or is he thinking about her when I'm doing it to him? See, I that isn't going to work.
We can tell.
Yeah.
Like, there is never any way you'd ever be able to be a swinger.
You know what keeps me from doing things like that?
Yes.
I don't want to.
No.
Oh.
It's the main thing. I wouldn't. I mean, it's not a matter of overthinking. It's just not something I'd ever be into in life.
Oh.
And what if.
I thought you were talking about the equation.
Well, that too, yeah.
What if they do it at the bar? Have a little party.
I would watch.
What if you.
Me and Justin Ashley would video the entire thing for
drag swinging.
Yes.
Oh. When you pick, you can't tell if it's a man or woman, but you got to go with it.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's fun. So, and what if you, the person that you decided to swing with, what if your mate's having the best time ever and your swinging person is awful?
Yeah, I know.
And has bad breath.
And she owes you one.
Yeah, you have a mate good
on
that.
You get to get a boat now.
I think so, or at least.
You want a boat or a motorcycle? Here's your chance.
Because I did it for you and I didn't like it. Oh, boy. Well, lastly, here's a public service announcement. Ladies, we need to stop all shaving for January.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, but I'm starting this a little too late. You're a week out. So all shaving this month.
Well, you still got 3 weeks to not shave if you start today.
Yeah.
God.
January.
Yeah. That's a bad idea.
Why do you say just women? You're saying specifically women in armpits and...
Do you want another month of not shaving? Didn't you have Movember? I mean,
but you said women.
Yeah, it's for women.
This one's for women. One's for men.
But y'all get October. Don't act like we get anything. You get the whole month of October.
What's the October thing?
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, but they don't shave.
Well, they don't talk about men's breasts, though. It's always women's breasts.
We're saying just get checked out anywhere to have, you know...
But back to January. This is specifically toward women.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Yeah.
Why? I mean,
if you can go a whole month without shaving your legs, it's
oh yeah, the legs. I didn't even think about the legs.
That's so uncomfortable.
Look at this. Look at this picture. It messes with your head, don't it?
God.
She's hot, but her legs look like your daddy's.
January on social media, it shows you hot girls. It looks to be. With just extremely hairy legs.
Like, she is exceptionally attractive. Got a little nose piercing in there. Just beautiful young lady, but she's got legs that look like somebody's dad.
Oh, God. Bless her heart. She looks like...
Oh, man. Paige, are you going to now on this 10th day of January start celebrating?
You should have done it like in December when it started getting cold, right? Yeah. Not now. Because
single women don't shave as much as women in a relationship, correct?
No. I can't stand to have hairy legs brushing up against each other.
Woman during the wintertime, I would not shave.
You wouldn't?
Not unless I was having a date.
Oh, my gosh. In your armpit hair? You can't let that grow.
Why?
Because you got to raise your arms sometime.
You wear leggings all day, ladies. Ain't anybody going to see them hairy legs.
Well, this lady just doesn't shave her legs at all. Because there's pictures of her from like August and October, and she always has really hairy legs on.
Oh.
She's really hot.
Oh, God. That's her armpits. God.
Matt's reaction.
She looks like Lorenzo Lamas with like a woman's head photoshopped on there.
And the rest of the anatomy.
Do you want to know the history behind January?
Yeah.
British college students started January, a month for women to stop shaving and to grow their body hair. It's so women can challenge social norms and raise money for charities that promote a healthy body image. So, you know, we're back to natural. This is how God intended us to be.
No, he didn't.
Well, I mean, you know, except for modern advances.
Like, it used to be cold outside. We used to live out there. So I guess, back in the day is essential.
Electrolysis.
That was Bush League.
Oh, yeah. See, I mean, and you have to shave down there. You can't just let
that
go. You
have to shave up there, too.
I mean, you got to do it. I'm sorry. I'm not participating. But if I'm not judging anybody who wants to do that, that's up to them.
That's true. I mean, if you don't want to shave, you don't have to shave.
I will still, you know.
At all. If you don't want to, it's, you know.
Nothing.
People might not like it, but still, if you like it, just,
you know, I
guess.
You're comfortable with your armpit hair. And
I have to shave my dog's butthole, though, just so he can poop.
Yeah.
Or trim it at least.
Yeah, you got to trim it.
You do it, or do you send him to the dog groomer?
I have someone.
Oh, of course. I was thinking, there's no way he does that.
Yes.
But if you did that, I'm impressed.
Yeah. In fact, I appreciate you.
Frightened all the same.
Yeah.
I showed you my trick. You hold a razor in your mouth.
Labor of love.
That's how it works.
Please don't hurt the dog. All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys.
Talk about being a brown noser. Fat boy. What is going on in sports?
We got huge Carolina Panthers news. Yep. Team's going to look a lot different next year because.
New logo?
A popular Panther ain't coming back.
No.
Yep.
Cameron Newton?
I don't think we'd get that lucky.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy to think, but he's having a tough time. Or was.
Yeah, it's just not accurate.
He's 30 years old and they never learned how to pass the ball like the NFL wants him to. I mean, that's kind of the problem, I guess.
Pretty much.
Not that he isn't one of the most talented guys ever. It's just, man, you can't, throw off your back foot six rows into the crowd and keep being the best.
If Tracy Lawrence went there to play for the Panthers, would you become a Panthers fan? Trevor, not Tracy Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
He's an awful player. He's a great singer, awful player. Trevor Lawrence, Panther quarterback, would you become a fan?
I like him number two, but he's going to go to the Raiders. That's where he's going. Got me, come on.
Okay. All right. You've teased us well. We'll get into that and more next in Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
This saw broke last night on social media.
What, your water?
Oh, my goodness. Yours?
Oh, what?
That, well, folks, is what you call a comeback.
The elastic in your undershorts?
Yours?
Oh, my.
Again, two free classes. You're welcome. He announced on his social media that the Carolina Panthers told him they wanted to go in a different direction, talking about the captain, number 58, Thomas Davis, will not be back in Charlotte.
Well, he's been saying for like 2 years he's retiring after this past season.
Well, he was going to go last year, but he said he didn't want to end on the suspension because he got suspended the first four games of this past season.
What was he suspended for again?
PEDs.
Oh.
So he wanted to come back. He says he's not retiring. He still wants to play. I mean, look, he still plays at a high level. You got room for him. When Shaq Thompson comes back, because he'll start and Kuechly will start, so he can still play. You need depth. I don't know who you're going to sign. That's going to. I haven't seen the free agent class, but the way they spend money.
The one Panther that we have that does a live ID for us, you heard the one where it says, hey, this is Thomas Davis from the Carolina Panthers. And now he's going to – so we no reason to play that anymore, huh?
Well, you know, look what he does in the three states around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Throughout the rest of the year in the communities. And you can't let a guy finish out his career. He's probably going to play one more year, tops. Now, I wouldn't say that if he sucked. He's still pretty good.
Yeah. He's 58, you said?
Man, I don't get it.
Oh, that's a jersey number.
Yeah.
But this is a Marty Herney decision. I know he drafted him. And I think I saw a quote that said that Herney was not going to make the same mistake he did the first time. And he was going to let his analytics play out over his emotional decisions.
Let's see. You could go after Terrell Suggs, who's the same age, or C.J. Mosley, if you want another middle linebacker.
Yeah, you're not going to get either of those.
Yeah.
Imagine Baltimore signed both of those guys back. You see Suggs as one team, right? He'll be a Raven this whole career.
Might as well be at this point.
I would imagine.
Again, Thomas Davis should have been a Panther his whole career.
Yep.
I guess go sign Clay Matthews then. Go for it.
Oh, my God. He don't play anymore, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, still?
I think he's, what, 10 or 11 in?
Maybe they want to go for Clowney. He's a free agent now, right?
He is a free agent.
Wow.
God, man. I mean, look, I don't know the Panthers' cap situation, but you could have brought him back pretty cheap and let him ride it out. But
they want to make a shot at Anthony Barr.
Barr!
I'm looking at a list, by the way. I don't know any of this.
We talked to you about the
– We know.
I thought you had the free agent list. I'm like, come on now.
I got the free agent linebacker list.
We talked about the Coaches Association trophy, but that's not the one making the rounds today. If you want to see this is the trophy that the Tigers held up Monday night. It's been polished up real nice, and it's hitting the road. If you want to check it out today, it's going to be at the Bilo and Seneca.
The one that was inspired by Lady Parts.
Yeah, up top it looks like, at least.
I saw it.
Yeah, you know what it looks like.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be there from 4 to 7.
It looks like something that would be in the Louvre.
It does. Very artful.
Something that Lil Wayne would own.
Usually this thing makes a bunch of rounds, but the only ones I know of now are Seneca today and Central Walmart tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But they're telling you you can't touch it, and I think they'll take a picture for you. They don't want you to use your own phones.
What?
Because I think they have high-quality, high-res pics.
Oh, it probably is printed out for you with a sponsor logo or three on there.
They'll use their iPhone, not yours.
Yeah.
And you take a picture of that, I guess, afterwards. Personally, I don't get it. It would be cool if it was here.
What, did the trophy gets more booking appearances than we do?
I wouldn't go out and seek it. This thing gets lines out the door and wraps around the store.
Spray paint me gold if it gets me more appearances. I'm serious.
Yeah, really.
I'm not serious.
No.
So the NFL has a rule. Like the NBA has a rule now. There's you have to go to college for a year. You don't have to go to college. You have to sit out for a year. Some guys go overseas. Some guys are going to start going to the G League.
What did Kobe do?
JBA or what? It was straight out of high school.
But that was it's a rule now. Okay.
Yeah, so they changed it. But they're talking about maybe changing it back. Well, the NFL has the 3-year rule. Your graduating class has to be out 3 years. So people are thinking maybe Trevor Lawrence is might be one of the first couple to maybe not challenge it personally, but really get people to look because he's such a physical specimen. I mean, he's got NFL size. And, of course, he's only 19. But still, I mean, you can –
he ain't got no butt.
You could develop him pretty quick.
I can't tell you what family member said that either.
Hey, Mary.
Watch out.
Oh, boy.
You know, a lot of pundits are like, stack your draft picks now. Get ready to trade up when he's available because I would imagine he's going to come out in a couple more years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean by – oh, in, out of college? Okay.
Yes, into the draft.
Oh, hey, listen. Shh. I know what he had heard.
Jerry Jones, when you got money to burn, what do you do? I don't know. I don't know the geography of Dallas. It's not on the coast, right? I get Dallas and Houston mixed up.
No, it isn't.
Dallas is smack dab almost. Okay. Right there near Alvin, Texas.
It's a good ways inland.
Okay, so he's going to have to store this new purchase maybe in Houston or somewhere on the coast in the Gulf. He just bought a $250 million yacht.
God.
That's bigger than a football field.
Jeez Louise, I have never heard of such.
Mm-hmm. His net worth is estimated $6.8 billion with a B.
That's a stupid purchase then. That's like a 24th of his net worth.
Look at that thing.
I mean, really, for a boat, a 24th of your net worth, you're going to spend it on a boat?
Imagine you get on that boat.
I know those guys in Central South Carolina say, what of it?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about when you're talking billions of dollars, and that's a whole lot more.
He spent how much on the boat?
$250 million.
Man, and the city of Arlington gave him $325 million towards the stadium. Somebody ought to punch him in the mouth.
This could be a moneymaker. A Cowboys cruise? It's like a day trip that goes around.
My God.
You get to hang out with Quincy Carter, Drew Henson.
Tony Dorsett.
The Big Tuna.
Troy Aikman. 2 hours at a time.
I don't know if you can book him. Even Jerry.
Michael Irvin. No.
Woody Dantzler was the Cowboy. They throw him on there.
Yeah.
Might not have enough.
And a live Skype with Dak Prescott.
No, everybody in Dallas gets one free ride on the boat because they paid for it.
They should.
That's how it should go, man. They gave him, to build his new stadium, they gave him the amount of the boat plus $75 million more, so they should all get one ride on the boat for that and a free beer.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boat riding a beer is what you get out of this if you're a Dallas person, especially Arlington.
Did you I have to exclude Nine from this conversation because, unfortunately, he didn't play high school football.
No. Well,
he did.
Of course, Paige, you get to hang right in there with us. Paige was a free safety.
There are people who would argue against at least one of y'all.
So I would I would ask you, Matt.
Yeah.
Did your coaches do anything for extra motivation, like, you know, I don't know, bring speakers in or go through some kind of elaborate speech?
Apparently not.
Give you a little extra boost?
No.
Well, we didn't really have it that much either when I played.
Not like at least in the movies and stuff. Just didn't happen.
One game. You're number one.
By 2 points.
But Sean Payton, coach of the Saints, knows how to motivate his boys. They play the Eagles this weekend at home. So to pump his team up, he brought in the locker room 3 armed guards, a stack of $200,000 in cash, a Super Bowl ring, and the Vince Lombardi trophy. Just kind of laid it all out and then started talking. So you imagine they're talking the whole time. Now you got 3 armed guards in an NFL locker room. Could have easily been overpowered if they wanted the money that bad. But then again, these guys are making a killing.
Good Lord.
That motivates you to win a game, right?
Yeah, but don't – well, professionally, yeah. But, like, the college stuff, like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about – no, it was yesterday, because they mentioned to me how Dabo makes – used to make $6,000 a year. Now he makes $22,000, $23,000 a day. They said, what about the players? Like, they see these same stories or whatever, and, you know, they're the ones that are the heart and soul of the team. Meanwhile, the coach is the one making all the money. I don't know the psychology behind that, unless it's just win, 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 and get in the NFL. But if you are one of those guys that you know you're probably not going to go past Clemson, there's got to be a little bit of a chip on your shoulder. This has to be. No? No? Guys, dude, it has to be. The loyalty to the team isn't there past graduation. It's not. I mean, to at least many of them that I've met, who confided that they didn't give a crap about any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? Jimmy, you were there. They didn't care.
No. No, they don't.
They laughed at it, the fact that people are so into the rivalry.
Yeah, because they're just all buddies and playing football. They're just playing a game. Dabo did pretty good on the $200,000 bonus for making the playoffs and then a quarter million more for winning.
I wonder how, like, this isn't really a Clemson issue or a question. I think it's more of an NCAA issue.
I should have stuck with football coaching, Paige.
I've seen Trevor Lawrence shirts. They got a new Justin Ross shirt out now that's on the Randy Moss play, You Got Mossed. It's called You Got Rossed.
Ooh.
So, obviously, he's not going to get that money, but is that just the NCAA getting the money? I hope you give the kid a cut. I mean, they get a stipend.
They can't.
Yeah.
But then you get the whole, well, but they get a free college education.
I don't see how the NCAA operates. I don't see how people follow it and how it's an organization.
What is Trevor Lawrence's dad do? What is his deal again?
I don't know.
But, I mean, they
I'm pretty sure he works, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Trevor Lawrence was wearing $1,000 tennis shoes the other day there.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. You just got to think. Like, good for him, though. Like, somebody's getting it to him. I mean, it's silly to spend that much, but... I just to see all this, but like, you know,
I buy him for him.
Lil Wayne got $250,000 for the halftime show. I mean, God,
he wasn't on there long enough.
I'd be livid if I was like the guy that gave the wet willy,
Christian Wilkins, the wet Wilkie.
I'd be pissed.
Rise Guy Sports.
Thank you, family. Speaking of money, we have $1,000 for you next to P1 Payoff Winter Edition. Get ready to text to win. It's the Rise Guys,
The Rise Guys.
In the far corner, a pair of highly aggressive barbarians. Strong, intelligent, with strange ways, and I'm sure full of a lot of surprises.
The Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.